opened it, we don't know who read the app in an email and don't read it. On your side, it looks like, oh, we had 20% open rate. Well, they opened it, but did you truly hit the goal of asking someone, meaning they heard the ask? Make sense? So it's almost like you're riding through a neighborhood with a bullhorn and say, hey, everybody, join my program. And we're counting the houses. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, some of those people not home. Some of those people didn't hear what you said. There are going to be some people out there like watering their grass and, oh, I hear it. But let's be a little more surgical in understanding our numbers, okay? Let's go. Good stuff. All right. Oh, yeah, your question. I did. What platform do I use to convert video to audio? Well, we don't. We record the audio in the video and put it in like Premiere Pro or Final Cut or whatever, and we export the audio. So in one of these editing folders or editing softwares, you could export the audio as an MP3. Premiere Pro, my guy Zell uses Final Cut, iMovie, they all do it. Any editing software will be able to do this. Oh, you're very welcome. Good stuff. All right. Y'all okay? Y'all all right? I was really yelling at all y'all, okay? Hey, listen. Also, book club, book of the month. We are reading UOU. Started out with I just thought it was really cool that Chris Paul did the intro. That was really, really cool. And somebody shared that E.T. been speaking for 30 years and he didn't get good overnight. And when I get a chance to ask him, out of the 30 years of speaking, we know who he is now, legendary Eric Thomas. Out of the 30 years, I wonder what year he's starting to count that I started doing this, like from this first speech. And I want to know from the first speech to a successful like career, how many years that was. You know what I mean? So people see like my YouTube channel and my podcast. I started my YouTube channel in 2010. It's now 2023. So it's a 13-year span. Really started seeing some success maybe 4 years ago. Those are the kind of numbers that I get into. But anyway, today we are discussing really the whole theme of the month, that success is a game of inches, right? But today we're going to talk about improving daily. Every single day, we should focus on improving because we can get caught in the habit of doing. And if you do long enough, you can really get stuck in bad habits if you're not focused on constant improvement. So I do say this all the time, where if you shoot 100 free throws, if you stand at the free throw line and you shoot 100 and you make one, I can guarantee that if you shoot another 100, you'll make 2 at least, right? Through activity, you will get better. However, over the span of a career, if you're just going to shoot free throws and you're not focused on improving, eventually you will hit a ceiling. You'll run into a wall. And what's even worse is you may get stuck in a bad habit. You may get stuck in doing it wrong if we're not focused on improvement, okay? So every single day, here's a quote for you all that I really did create this morning. I thought it was really good. The fastest way to get better is to improve in small increments. The fastest way to get better at anything is to improve in small increments. The fastest way to get better. I know we want to get better, but if you want to be a better basketball player, you don't just get better at basketball. You don't just like, you don't get better at playing basketball. You understand what I'm saying? You don't just get better at basketball. Or I want to get better at football and I just play football. You don't just get better like that. If you want to get better at basketball, you pick something that you want to get better at inside this sport and practice that, and in turn, you will be a better basketball player. Does that make sense? Y'all got it? If you are a hairstylist, you don't just get better at being a hairstylist. You create some sort of specialty, and you master that specialty. You master that part of it. And then in turn, you'll be better at the thing. You don't get better at being a podcaster. You focus on a particular part. There was a time in my life I focused on asking a question based on their previous answer, meaning I'm focused on listening. For a long time, that was my only focus. How can I ask a good question based on all the stuff that they said? How can I wrap my next question around all the stuff that they said and in the question clarifying and putting a bow and a package around all the stuff they said for 3 minutes? How can I pull out the most important part and ask that particular question? This isn't me focusing on a question. It's not focused on question asking. For me, it was a focus on listening. There was a time where my major focus as a speaker was not speaking better, but my major focus was less filler words. That's the focus. What happened was, as I focus on less filler words, I become a better speaker. Does anyone understand? Okay, if this is getting complicated or complex for you, just let me know. I'll slow down and I'll break it down even further. Hopefully you all get the point. We don't focus on being a better entrepreneur. We focus on a part of it, sales. Let's focus on sales. How can I be a better salesperson? How can I be a better copywriter? How can I be more efficient or more consistent? We focus on those areas, and in turn, you become better at what you do. Got it? What are filler words? Really good question. Filler word is like, you know how you it's all that stuff. All the stuff I just said. I focus on not saying like and my pauses in speech. And yes, and so is a filler. Like is a filler. I wanted to be able to continue to speak without interruption. Now, I'm not the best at it. But I'm a lot better today at getting all this stuff out of my head. Because here's the thing. I'm saying what I'm saying, and then I'm thinking about my next thing. And sometimes what I'm saying and the next thing that I have to say, there's an interruption because there's a blank. My mind goes blank. And I want to round out the point, but I'm like overthinking the point. I'm a lot better now. I'm not the best. So you guys will hear more filler words. I'm telling you right now, you are going to hear more filler words. So here we go. So that's, and I'm doing it again. And now I'm overthinking. Y'all, okay, leave me alone. All right. But I remember at one point, my objective was to say what I had to say without interruption. There's some people that are really good at it. Jim Rohn is really good at it. Watch his presentations. There's no time for thinking. Anyway, I say all that to say, I focused on a part and then in turn became a better speaker. If you focus on a part, if you focus on some element of what you do, you'll be better at what you do. Got it? Okay, good. This is good. So the fast way to get better is to improve in small increments. What I want you to do is think about what you want to be better in, what you want to improve in. Let's extract one part out of that to focus on for the next week, for the next 6 days or so. Put it in the chat. What is that? What is that thing? What is that thing? What is that thing? What is that thing? What is that thing that we are going to focus on getting better at? Let's see it. My words, mindfulness, marketing, public speaking, and persuasiveness. It's a little broad. Let's focus specifically completing my weekly task. Woo! Huge. Execution. Amazing. My choice of words. Sales. I love it. Thinking before I speak. There are a lot of people who speak out of emotion. And you need to stop doing that. I think my aunt told me one time, speak your mind. And I realized that's not always the best advice. The stuff in my mind sometimes, golly, I say it out of what I feel. And then later I think about it and say, wow, I shouldn't have said that like that. It just wasn't the proper time. In my motivational speaker time, I used to want to be a motivational speaker. Not all that good at it. I'm more of an educator, but I wanted to be a motivational speaker. And I'm reading all of these books on inspiration, motivation, how to improve. My mindset is expanding. It's lit. And someone lost someone in their family before I understood the loss. The first person that I lost was my father. That didn't feel good at all. And before that was my cousin. But I remember when I was going to be a motivational speaker, when my goal was to be a motivational speaker, my life turned extremely positive. And one of my friends lost someone close to them. And I motivationally spoke to them. I tried to motivate them. Why? Because I'm a motivator. I'm inspiring. Genuinely, I want you to feel better. I want you to look at the bright side. I want you to be positive and optimistic. It was the wrong time. It was the wrong time. You don't. And I learned this. You don't always motivate people that are going through something. Sometimes you just got to feel them. Jim Rohn said this way. He said, laugh with the people that laugh and cry with the people that cry. There needs to be a certain element of consoling before you motivate. I didn't know. I'm just motivating. And I realized not everybody wants to be motivated all the time. Somebody just needs someone to talk to. Not someone to talk at them. I didn't know. I had no idea. Y'all ever experienced that? You ever be going through something like a tough time and someone comes along and tries to motivate you and they make things worse? The person seems so insensitive because they're essentially telling you to get over it. They're talking about the future, meaning you want me to leave this person that I just lost in the past? You want me to ignore the hurt that I feel and just be motivated and be positive? I realized I had to think before I spoke. So really good. Shadon, that was good. Okay. Did you know that it's not the big things that make all the difference. It's actually small, insignificant changes that change the entire game. Did you know that butterflies, they're like excellent pollinators, right? And one third of the food that humans eat rely on pollination, like pollinators, like butterflies. You might see a butterfly flying around. No big deal. Insignificant. Very small thing. But butterflies, pollinators like butterflies, they're responsible for 1/3 of all of the food that humans eat today. Missing one ingredient in a cake ruins the whole cake. Anybody ever experienced that? I don't bake, but I've definitely tasted some cake where they forgot a step. They think it's about the cake. You think it's about this big cake with the icing and the words on top, but that one ingredient, you think it's something small, but it's a small thing. Most of the time, a spark plug not firing can stop your whole car from running. The rudder on a ship guides the entire ship. You understand? A big boat, big ship, the rudder, it's the small little rudder. It turns the whole ship. I'm getting a lot of this from the Bible. The tongue can burn down your whole house. The small little thing, the things that you say out of your mouth. You ever met somebody real little, but their speech, their words are just so boisterous and mean and angry and whoo. It's the little things. Some of you are not getting the sales or not getting the deals in negotiation, not because your product isn't amazing, not because you don't look fantastic, but it's the way you say things. It's the condescending way you say things. So it's small improvements every day that will create a successful life for you. That's all I'm saying. We're looking at we need a big funnel. Maybe. Sometimes it's not the funnel, it's the words. Sometimes not the website or the product, it's the words, the copy. I found out last year that copy stood for copyright. It's the words, like the writing on a website. It's the little things. You ever be super fresh? I'm talking about outfit immaculate. You get like a little piece of something on your shirt. Oh, a little piece of food it ruins the entire night. It's not the big improvements. I am hoping that someone takes from this today that it's the small improvements every single day. We have to improve daily. Let's start looking in our lives on small improvements that we can make. So here's our homework, and we're going to do this together. It's going to be more of a workshop today, okay? We don't want to miss ingredients in this beautiful cake. Salt, it's so small, it's so little, but have you ever had someone not use salt in their meal? Okay, now some of my vegans will disagree. Okay, we're not supposed to use salt. Who's gonna be first? Who's gonna put it in the chat? Who's gonna tell us how unhealthy salt is? Go ahead, do it. I'm giving you a free reign right now to educate us. So I love me some salt, okay? It makes everything marvelous. Oh man, I love y'all, man. Okay, butter does make things marvelous too. Okay, all right, cool. So here's our exercise today. Okay, we are gonna write down big goal. Write it down for the year. What do we want to accomplish this year? Big goal. Write it down. Write it down first in your notes and then in the chat, or in the chat and then in your notes, vice versa. It doesn't matter. But we're going to spend some time writing a big goal. It might be a number. It might be a follower account. Maybe something. I don't know what it's going to be for you, but write down the big goal. Get a government contract. Big goal. Let's write down the big goal. Quit my job, my first million, and retire my silent investor. Love it. 500,000. Grow the e-commerce growth masterclass to how many, Vado? Veto. Big goal this year. This year, two rental properties. This year, $250,000 in sales, six speaking gigs, $10,000 passive income. Okay, $10 million revenue. I love it. Big goal, big goal, big goal, big goal. I'm not here to tell you what your big goal should be, but I want us to keep in mind those SMART goals. Start nonprofit. I love it. I love it. I'll be on TV this year. Good, 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 good. Teach 500 people to heal. Over 100,000 in revenue. Good. Big goal for the year. I love that. Now, let's go to a slightly smaller goal. The smaller goal. What is the month goal? This month, this month, this month, this month, this month. Okay, somebody said 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Let's go with the month. What is the month's goal? What is the month's goal? Month's goal. What is the goal for the month? Throw it in the chat. Throw it in the chat. Host a workshop. Create systems. Little broad, little broad. 7,500 monthly sales. Get two drivers in the next month. Stay consistent. We got the whole month, baby. We got the whole month. Interview for new hire, $8,333. I love that. You're going to do that. You're going to do that for sure. Master class, master Facebook ads. Oh, Kim's going to master Facebook ads. Okay, $10,000 a month. This month, this month. Not a month, this month. 1 million in revenue, 5 1M cases. Okay, Aston. Good. This month. 1,000 subs on YouTube this month. One speaking gig. Monique, go get that speaking gig, man. Host a book reading somewhere on my next book. Okay. I like it. Chef Caius, 31,000 this month. Okay. 2,000 in sales this month. Drop 4 episodes of podcast. Good. Okay. The big goal for the month should have some relationship to the goal you just said. I mean, the big goal for the year should have some relationship with the goal we just said for the month. Does it? Just throw it in the chat, yes or no. The monthly goal, does it have anything to do with the yearly goal? Is it in alignment? Okay, if it does not, it's okay. But we wanna start aligning our goals. Meaning, the smaller goal is simply an extension of the big goal. That's how we stay focused. Good. Okay. So now, even smaller goal. What is our goal for the week? What is the goal for the week? By Saturday. What is the goal? What do we have to accomplish by Saturday? Throw it in the chat. What do we have to complete? My slides for EGMC. Have all my paperwork into mortgage lender. Okay. Email my list. Good. Hire a copywriter by Saturday. 30 sales by Saturday. Finish my album. Finish that album, fam. 5 new followers. Contact 10 companies. Credit increase. Finish my masterclass script. $1,923. By Saturday. Y'all better go get that thing. I need new business partners, 5K products. Set up the lead magnet to open my business, DDA, for my new business. Look at 3 venues. I love it. Close all my charts for all patients. Complete book revisions and have 10 sales. Yes, the goal by Saturday should somehow lead to the goal for the month, and that monthly goal should lead to the yearly goal. Anybody not understand? Anybody need any assistance? Y'all good? Y'all all right? This should work for you. Do me a favor. We're going to take a quick pause. Does it make sense? So let's say. Our goal is $100,000 for the year. And let's say this month, the goal is to make $8,333. And out of that, our goal is to make 1,900 whatever this week. The question is, we are now 5 months into the year. If we aren't on track the last January, February, March, April, the last 4 months, if we're not on track And we're starting today to hit the goal that we should have hit January. We may have to adjust the numbers. It's okay. It's okay. We might have to kick it up a little bit. I don't necessarily want you to change the goal, but we are going to have to calculate. Spend some time on this, okay? So the big goal should be a comprisement, if that's a word, of all of our monthly goals. Our monthly goals should be a collection, an equation. I know I'm saying this stuff wrong. Of our weekly goals. Let's go a little smaller. What do we have to accomplish today? Today. What's the work today? Throw it in the chat. What do we have to accomplish today? Okay, we know the big goal, very exciting. Monthly goal, really ambitious. Weekly goal gets a little tougher. Y'all notice that? We get really excited about the yearly goal. Monthly goal, we're determined. We start talking about a weekly goal, we like, okay, this is we gonna do this. And now we're talking about what do we have to accomplish today? And it's like, yo, man, it's easier. You know, and it's the same thing. It's easier to say, I need to make 70 sales than it is to say I need to make 10 every day for 7 days. Isn't it? Okay, what do we do today? What do we have to do today? Add the CEOs to get them familiar first. 5 conversions, 5 sales. Get the contract signed, man. $274 today. Complete your certification. Drive 500 miles today. All right. Ask 600 black business owners to download and register their business in the app today. All right. Well, ask today. What do we have to accomplish today? Okay. You're going to have to go live today. I love that. Work on new logo and website for new business. Get this website up today. See if this deadbeat tenant, golly, you going down. It's going down, Vanita. Get this website up. See if this deadbeat tenant left the home. And I can get it started. Warrant was served. Okay, I feel you. Create a QR code today. Finish my PowerPoint presentation today. Start my short story today. You want to start your short story today? I love that. Let's do that today. All right. List everything and put things in order of priority. Post on IG today. Good. Send out 3 contracts today. Are y'all going to accomplish this stuff or y'all just put it in the chat? Are y'all actually going to do this stuff or no? Just tell the truth. Be honest. Now, I have one more question. You ready? So we talked about what we want to accomplish for the year. Then we talked about what we want to accomplish for the month. Then we talked about what we want to accomplish for the week. And then we went on to what are we going to do today? My next question. What has to improve about the person carrying out this daily task? Which is you. What has to improve about the person carrying out this daily task? Ah, now it's getting tough. Really excited about the yearly goal. A little less excited about the monthly goal. Weekly goal gets tough. Daily goal is like, oh man, I got to do the work. I ain't got much time. But now we're going inside now. What is it about the person carrying out the task? What is it about the CEO of your company that needs to improve? Needs to be committed. Commitment. I love it. Stick-to-it-ness. I love you making up words like I do. Clarity and consistency. Woo! Man, isn't it amazing to have clarity about something? In a relationship, clarity is important. Because sometimes the words, like we're just throwing words out there, but we're not clear on either our objective or theirs. But when we get clarity about what's going on, you ever date somebody and you're like, what are we? Because I'm not clear. Anybody ever got hit with the what are we? Have you ever hit somebody with the we are? What are we? Yes? Yes. Because when you're not clear, isn't that frustrating? You don't know what we are. I know what we be doing.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
I know exactly what we be doing. I just don't know what we doing, though. Like, I don't know. So it creates anxiety, frustration. You're flustered. You don't really know how to move. You don't know what you can and can't say. You don't know what you can and can't do. Ooh. And some of y'all love the unclarity because it allows you to do what you want. I ain't never say we was together, like. let me chill, man. I know somebody's triggered. Okay. You done started washing and folding clothes and cooking and stuff, and you don't even know who we are. Isn't that frustrating? You need clarity. So just like that, going after our daily goals, monthly goals, weekly goals. But when you get clear on the real issue, which is you, it's freeing because now you're looking at every activity that you do and you're saying, okay, I'm doing it again. You start working for a little bit, pick up your phone and say, okay, I need focus. I'm clear that this phone is a distraction. So as soon as you pick up the phone, you can say, oh, I'm doing it again. I'm frustrated. I'm distracted. Let's put the phone down. Once you're clear on the issue, instead of being frustrated, I don't know why this isn't working. It's not working because every time you sit down to work, you pick up your phone and you start scrolling. That's why it's not working. Not the thing. It's something inside of us that needs improvement. And once we get clear on that, we'll be fine. So what do we need to get? What is it? What is it about us? What do we need to improve on? What do we need to improve on? I love this. I love this. My ending, this is my dismount, okay? I want you to get better every day incrementally in one particular part. I know it seems like you have to do a lot of things, but let me give you an update. Let me give you a newsflash. Very important concept. You will not get it all done today. You're all the stuff in your head that needs to be done to run a successful business, you will not be able to accomplish it all today. Hopefully that takes some pressure off. My philosophy is, someone actually asked me the other day and said, hey, how do you accomplish all the stuff you accomplish? And you know my answer? I said, I live by this mantra. I live by this concept. That I'm gonna do everything I can today. The rest, I'll do tomorrow. I live by it. I'm going to do all that I can today. The rest I will do tomorrow. Now, the thing that we have to improve on is, what can I accomplish today? My ability to accomplish more today. The fact that there's a whole lot of stuff that I know I'm not gonna accomplish, it frees my mind from frustration and clutter because hey, I'm just not going to do that. However, I'm going to focus on this one particular assignment today. All that rest of that stuff, I got till tomorrow. And what I had to improve on is my ability to focus and actually be more productive. So you'll be more productive in 6 months than you are today. But you still won't be able to do all that it takes to run a successful business. We need focus. Find out what it is about you that needs to improve. Okay, let me hear from you. This is our time of freedom of speech, okay? This is our moment of freedom.